This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So, Rocket Man, Elton John gets the biopic treatment in the best way, which is his way. Oh, yeah, Rocket Man is like an extended fever dream sequence of Elton's memories all put to the music of his greatest songs in no particular order. It tells the story of his life with a lot of poetic license. But he's the guy with the license, and they use it to put on a show. A great script by Lee Hall, incredible visual and musical direction by Dexter Fletcher, and a performance you could never expect in a million years from young Taron Egerton. And what you end up with is a totally entertaining Captain Fantastic trip through the life and the music of the former Reggie Dwight that flips the biopic upside down and then turns it inside out. It's like a big, flashy musical on Broadway, and I would say that eventually, that's where this movie is going. You'll see. But let me tell you something here. Don't go seeing this movie and getting all critical about the accuracy of the timeline that's going on. Like, you know, how the songs line up with the stories chronologically. Okay, he did not play Crocodile Rock at the Troubadour. Bitch's Back was not sung by a 10-year-old Elton. And Saturday Night's All Right for a Fight was not part of his teenage band's repertoire. But the production numbers with those songs, out of this world. So forget your nerdy rock and roll history. Just relax and enjoy. But where the movie actually does seem to be real is with his personal life. The drugs, all of the sex, his upbringing at home, not sugar-coated at all, and all told true to great songs. And you really hear the lyrics that Bernie Taupin wrote in a whole new way, because they directly, at least in this movie, relate to Elton's story. Elton and Bernie's friendship played really well. Jamie Bell plays Taupin, and the scene where he gives Elton the lyrics to the song, Your Song, and he puts it to the music there at the piano, I gotta tell you, it will choke you up not only in the show, but every time you sing it at karaoke from now on. The same with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road and Rocket Man 2. So there is so much here that I could go on as long as Funeral for a Friend, but let me tell you something, Rocket Man is as entertaining and moving as Elton was in his own prime. It's a must-see at the show. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.